Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I've had a great day, today. It has just been, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but man, I've had a really good day. Things are, you know, the heavens are secure. All the plates I'm juggling are all up in the air still, and things are looking good, baby, looking good. And it just carries over into our show tonight. We've got a fantastic guest. She is a pop singer-songwriter, performer, and she's got a new album coming out. I believe it's coming out, or yes, it is coming out in a couple days, actually. And without further ado, she is just cool, turned up to 10. I am a huge fan of her music. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Brooke Day. Brooke, how
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Brooke, you realize today's October 28th. 2 days, girl, 2 days, and the big new album drops. You excited?
I know. I mean, I'm excited, but also I'm excited to, like, get it over with because this has been, like, a long time in the making. So I feel like it's just, like, I'm just ready, just very ready.
Oh, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, you know, everybody – one of the great things that I like about the current age we find ourselves living in, and I'm not talking COVID or any of that, but yeah, that sucks, is streaming and whatnot, Spotify and all the various streaming applications and whatnot, because it allows, now I'm not in the music business, but I have a lot of friends who are, but you can kind of see where they're going. You look at the stats and whatnot, and you're like, holy crow, these guys are, you know, blowing up. This is amazing. And as an artist, I would imagine when you, I mean, you've got like millions of streams, like 8 million streams and whatnot. As an artist, that's got to like put a little, you know, spring in your step, you know, that many people are digging what you're doing. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see the validation through numbers for sure. And know that, you know, somebody out there is listening. And two, like when you have your own artist profile on Spotify, you can see where people are listening and like how many countries or, you know, what cities in the U.S. is it blowing up the most. And it's kind of cool to just realize that like your music has a bigger impact on people than you could have thought from like a home studio that you were making it initially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's phenomenal. And I want to tell, it was so funny. You know, I have the funniest conversations with people when we're off mic sometimes. And me and you were talking off mic before the show, and it's so true. It was very funny. The name of the EP that's coming out, The Narcissist, in capital letters, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not just The Narcissist, capital N. It's the whole, he's that much of a narcissist, which is awesome. Let me ask you this, Brooke. Now, we're going to play a couple tracks from the new EP and whatnot, but I'm curious, you know, and I would be a terrible interview if I didn't ask, has this particular narcissist, well, is it autobiographical? And if so, has this particular narcissist, you know, is he aware of the project?
Oh, probably. And I'm sure he's thrilled about it because narcissists love anything that has to do with them, good or bad. But yeah, I mean, it is based on a true story and it's about the first time I fell in love, which was not long ago. And
I gotcha.
Kind of, yeah, and how of course that was the relationship that ended up being a complete disaster. So it kind of like
a learning one,
like, yeah, as the track list goes, it kind of goes from like, you know, bad to worse, then to like finding myself again outside
of
the relationship.
Now, there are guys, I'm sure, or I shouldn't just say guys, there are people, you know, at record companies and people with ponytails and suits and the whole bit that are going, this is fantastic because it's completely relatable. You know, they're into that, you know, words like engagement. The engagement's going to be through the roof. Everybody can relate to this, you know. And they're right, you know, actually. Well, let me ask you this. Was this your, and I'm not trying to get too personal with you, and if I ever do, just say, Jamie, come on now. Was this your first big heartbreak, the big breakup?
Oh, 1,000%, yeah.
Oh, those are the worst.
I fell in love 2 years ago for the first time, and I was 23 at the time. So that's kind of like, which is, I don't know, I think for a lot of people, that's considered old. You think of most people falling in love when they're like in high school or college or whatever. And I never entertained that stuff. And, you know, a couple of years after moving out to LA to pursue music, I met this person, and it progressed very quickly. And, you know, I fell in love, and like, it was beautiful to feel those like things at first, but obviously if things don't work out, it can hit you like a brick wall and you just are completely disoriented. I felt like my whole life fell apart because of it at the time.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. And I will tell you this, and this is not to diminish that or by any means. I'm an old man, Brooke. I'm an old man, but I do remember, I'll tell you this, and I'm not trying to compare anything. It seems in my experiences that, and I don't want to sound misogynistic or anything like that. I'm just saying in my personal experiences that women, there's just a heartbroken dude is just sad. It's just, you're like looking, you're like, really? Oh my God. You got to turn this around, buddy. Women are dangerous though. You know, they make whole networks on cable TV about, you know, women that get done over wrong and run over people and stuff. I will say this, as an old man, it gets better. It gets better. The first one is rough though. Oh, the first time is rough. And I have friends that go through it. I had a friend of mine, I used to own a gallery in San Diego about 15 years ago. And I had a little gal that managed it, and she was great and just fantastic. And she went through her first one, you know, I'm missing $600 out of my bank. I'm like, well, first off, you should never give anybody your bank card. And secondly, you've learned a $600 lesson. Be glad it wasn't a $700 lesson, you know?
Oh, my God.
Keep that stuff to yourself, you know. You did the smart thing. You did the smart thing. You used this experience as rocket fuel, you know? And I think that is a very good artistic lesson there. You used it to make this fantastic project and this great music, you know?
I think I've done that for most pain in my life, though. I think whether it's from a relationship or just stuff that I'm dealing with internally, the way that I move through it is through writing. And I've always considered myself a writer first. And, you know, now that I have my own artist project, like, it's interesting to like be able to, I guess, convey my own therapy through that, you know, outlet, and then let other people, you know, have the chance to maybe feel something from it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It reminds me, I read this, this biography, about Adele, you know, the English singer. And, it was interesting. They were talking to some of her, music school professors, teachers, and they said, you know, was she always just, you know, Adele and just super fantastic? And they said, well, she had the talent and everything, but as far as her writing went, no, she was terrible. She was horrible when she started out. And then she, you know, we had the summer break, and she came back, and apparently it went through a heartbreak, and then her writing blossomed, you know, but it needed that, which sucks, but there's silver lining, you know. And I think something similar happened with you. So I don't know. Maybe your writing was fantastic before. I shouldn't say that. Not to imply that your writing's ever been bad. But I will say this.
I think we all get better, for sure.
The singles is phenomenal. Well, you're you're doing real well, you know, and you're young too.
Thank
so
you.
Let me ask you this. Growing up, when you were a young lass, did you know that entertainment was what you needed to be doing? That, you know, performing and whatnot? You knew from an early age, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to be doing.
I mean,
that's
it's
cool.
Weird because I grew up in Florida, and like, there really was never much of a music industry. I mean, there was like Latin music down in Miami, but I'm like Syrian, so that's obviously not the move. and so at the time, like,
gotcha.
there was more of a film industry like in Florida, and so I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to be an actor, and they like just were not supportive at all. They lied to me. They're like, No, you have to pay an agent in order to do anything, and we just don't have the money. Oh, they were so full of it, and you know, they told me that because they wanted to protect me, but I like wanted to do anything that was creative and that I could express myself, but I knew that music was what I wanted to do the most.
I gotcha. Now, I'm in Florida. I moved to Florida, South Florida. I live up from Miami a little bit, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, here on the coast.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Florida did you cut your teeth at? Where were you guys at?
I mean, we were like the closest to Tampa.
Okay. Over on the Gulf side, kind of that neck of the woods. Gotcha. Well, I grew up actually when I was a kid in Michigan, Metro Detroit, and everybody I knew, that was their dream. And that's what everybody did, is they got to a certain point in life and they all moved to Florida, to the Gulf side over there. So it was
so wild.
Yeah, it was crazy. And when I moved here, it was funny because people, you know, well, I'm in the art business, so I kind of have to be down here in the hustle bustle a little bit, you know. But I'm far away from the city enough that I don't have to deal with it all the time, you know. But Florida's a weird place, man. It's a trip. I never planned on coming here. Yet here I am.
Oh,
I like the West Coast, though. I think it's smart. Let me ask, did you go from Florida to L.A., or did you go other stops in between?
No,
really?
I've only ever lived in Florida and California, and that's it.
Nice. I'm telling you, California is hard to beat, and especially if you're, you know, in the creative world, in entertainment. That's where it's at, man. That is, I know people are like, well, you can be anywhere on the planet, and you can be, but it sure is nice being there in the thick of it. You know,
well, it's easier to get where you need to go if you're here.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's part of it. Now, are your folks and family still back here in Florida?
Yeah, they are.
No, I gotcha.
That's crazy.
Gotcha. She's like, yep, got to do that Thanksgiving Christmas. Oh man!
Yeah, those back and forth trips are gonna eat me alive. But I mean, it's sad. I miss my family. I feel like I'm always homesick, not for Florida, but for my family. So, it's difficult.
The greatest thing, especially being Syrian, I would imagine. I imagine your hair looks fantastic now out there in the West Coast. No humidity.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah. It is nice. Yeah, the humidity kills you, man. I'm telling you. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So you got out to LA and whatnot, and, you started working on this project. And how long have you been out there on the West Coast? A couple years?
Almost 5 years. Next January, or this upcoming January, it'll be 5 years. Yeah.
Nice. Well, there you go. It's going right along schedule and whatnot, and very, very cool. Now, your new EP, The Narcissist, which we've been talking about and whatnot, drops October 30th. That's this Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Was this a long project? You had mentioned it kind of was long, but I mean, from concept to where you are now, was it, or did it go pretty smoothly and pretty quickly?
I think the curation of the songs was very quick. Getting everything to release date has been very slow. I think I started writing songs about this person, like, the moment things were really, like, turning south in the relationship. And then broke up.
You're writing songs while you're still together. Ooh.
Yeah, that's how I cope. I know.
He talked his way back. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm teasing you, Brock.
We broke up twice, technically. So, like, after the first time we broke up was when I started writing songs for the project. And then we got back together for a hot minute, still writing songs, broke up again. And I, like, completed the songs by, about a year ago. And then at that point, it was just like, getting the photo shoots together, getting everyone to sign off on stuff, getting publishers to agree on stuff, distributors. Like, I filmed a music video for one of the songs that's coming out on this project and trying to get that done. And that kind of stuff just takes much, much longer. But the songs were there because, I wrote them in, like, less than an hour. I was in such a mood, I just let it, like, flow through me. At the time,
Whew, baby, I can only the feel I've got. Like, I've been playing, I think it's a lyric video, or it's just an official audio or something that I've been playing this week leading up to the show daily. where it's like an out of a window airplane, like an airplane window, you know.
It's such
a great song and whatnot. And when I hear that, you know, and you listen to lyrics and stuff, I'm like, yep, her leg is crossed and it is shaking a lot. Up and down. I'm like, whoa. Not good. I make light, but it's the cool thing is you have these relatable tracks, and you know there's so many people that go through what you went through, and it's going to be cool because just the knowledge that somebody else is going and has made it through, you know, that's
true.
Pretty awesome. You're going to help some people, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's sad that anyone ever has to go through it, and like that track in particular is talking about betrayal and you know,
absolutely,
infidelity, and it's just like no one should ever have to go through that, but it's nice if someone hears that and they think like, dang, like she was able to come up with something like cool and get her power back, you know, through making this song, and like I can get my power back too. That's what I want.
Absolutely. And she didn't have to go to jail to do it, so that's a good thing, you know. It all worked out.
I mean, thankfully I don't have a violent bone in my body, so you know, we're in the clear. You don't have to look for a mug shot of me anytime soon. But you know,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
one thing to think it, another thing to do it.
it's
you know, the thing is, too, and I'll say this, as a former, I hate the term player, but I always wasn't the nicest cat on the block, you know, when I was younger, I will put it that way. You know, you think you're all Mr. Cool and all this and that, and you're doing all this stuff, and, you know, and then it happens to you. You meet somebody that does it to you, and it's like, just be nice to people, you know, be glad you're with somebody, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do anybody wrong. Don't do anybody how you wouldn't want to be, you know, happen to you.
Yeah, if you're unhappy, just leave.
Exactly.
It's hard.
It just saves a lot of time. Life's too short otherwise, you know. And, you know, it's and believe me, guys, the reality is nobody's going to throw tomatoes at Brooke for, you know, laying out your shit. They'll throw tomatoes at you. Absolutely. But that's just the way the world works. So yeah, this is cool. Then let me ask you this, because these both sound, we hear the finished product, you know what I mean, and when I listen to these tracks I'm like, man, these are phenomenal. Did you, and I was looking through my show notes and whatnot when I was listening to these, and I'm like, there isn't mention of it, like any big studios and whatnot that you worked at, you know, even producing producers and whatnot attached to this, at least in the notes I got in the EP kit that I got, or the electronic press kit, as they call it. But it sounds phenomenal. I mean, it sounds great. Did you use like a home studio to drop these tracks, or were you
every
at,
single song was done in a home studio with good
really?
Buddies of mine. Yeah, I used like the same handful of people for like, yeah, for pretty much the whole EP, and like all the credits and stuff are listed on Spotify, and like I'm sure like on interviews and stuff like they're mentioned here and there. But for Daily, that song was written with like two of my best friends, Joe Pepe and Annie Dingwall, and Joe also did the track for it. Also my buddy Zach Burke was on it too. So it was like really cool to do that with them, and like we've all been close for a really long time. So it was great to like come in and like cry in the session, and they're like, okay, let's make something out of it.
Well, the cool thing about that, and again, I'm not an expert, I'm not in the music business. I hang out with a lot of people who are. And I've seen it happen so many times, and I'm not saying that everybody shouldn't work in the classic studio scenario with the producer, but I've seen a lot of producers come in and say, well, yeah, I think we want to go in this direction, and they absolutely make the album that they want to make. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes compromise isn't the best. I've always been a big fan of an artist having their vision, his or her vision, and then doing it, you know, because usually they've got a pretty good beat on things. And I think you do, you know, so it sounds amazing.
Thank you.
It sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely direct the show, but also like I pick the collaborators that know my vision and sound and can like help enhance it. So it's really like
that's
both of us are working together, but there's never anything in there that I feel like I'm compromising.
Well, that's fantastic. It's great. And speaking of the electronic press kit, man, I was looking, and those who are listening, if on our show page, we have a flash player that has the pictures and whatnot. Her Brooke's official press photos for this project. How cool are these? I love the whole thing with all the mirrors that are like the blacked out frames, and then you're looking. That's just a cool
Thank
concept,
you.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you come up with this, or did you have somebody that came up with this?
No, that's all me. But like, I also brought in like one of my really good buddies, Abel Rodriguez, to help me with that shoot and help make my vision a reality. But I wanted the mirrors because it's like, if the album's called The Narcissist, if you look at Greek mythology, Narcissus died from staring at his own reflection. And,
right.
You know, so it's kind of like, oh man, you could do mirrors. And then also I released an EP trailer where it's like breaking the mirror. And it's like, if you break the mirror, then you break the cycle of like the narcissism. And for me, like I metaphorically broke that mirror when I said, okay, I'm done being in a relationship with someone who will only ever love themselves. And I left.
Smart lady. It's fantastic. I love it. You know, I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and things and whatnot. And that's what I do for a living. And you know, so I'm a visual guy. I like, you know, I'm looking at composition and all this kind of, you know, technical artsy mumbo jumbo type stuff. But it's, man, these are fantastic. Abel and you really knocked out of the park on these photos. These are just super, you know. Everything from your wardrobe
Thank
choices
you.
In them just to everything set up. It's, yes. Very artistic
yeah.
statement there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was so fun.
Yeah, very cool. So you said you did a video. Which can you tell us which track the video is going to be for?
Yes, it's for one that's not out yet technically, but it's for the song called Everything and Nothing. I did a full on music video for that.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm really excited because it kind of like. It represents the polarity of the before and after relationship and like how you can feel like, you know, you're like that person's your everything and you just feel so wrapped up in love. And then when the relationship's over, you feel like completely wiped out, like that there's nothing left of you, or like if you shared a house together, like, you know, the apartment cleared out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like, there, I mean, it can be on every different kind of level. So I'm excited for people to kind of see where my head's been, you know, or was. I'm actually in a really good place in my life right now, thank God. But, like, yeah.
Well, and that's a good thing, is you made it, you became stronger, and, you know, you just wiser. That's the big thing. Wisdom. You can't buy
yeah.
wisdom, man. You can buy,
nope.
but it's very expensive, you know. And yeah, you're right, man. You are right. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
I'm telling you, it is me and my wife. It's funny, we have been together, like we're one of those weird couples that have been together a long time, then we finally got married. We were together like, 7-8 years, and then we got married, you know. But we had bought a house beforehand and stuff, you know. So we kind of did it backwards. But you're absolutely right. And we don't really fuss and fight too much, you know. Every so often, we'll get annoyed with each other. I'm sure I annoy her more than she does me. But when you have communal property and stuff, I don't care about the house. I can always get more stuff. We were fussing one time, and she just kind of looked at my dog. I was like, she didn't say anything, but I knew, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to lose my dog. I got to get it together here. So I was like, I'm sorry. Let's make up. Yeah, no. Can't put the dog in the middle there. No. But yeah, no, it's in all seriousness, it does stink, these things, but man, it is so cool that not only have you used this experience to make such great art and to really be there for other people. I think that's just really cool, you know, really, really cool. It's really good tracks. Let's play one. We've got 2 we're going to play tonight, Brooke.
Okay.
And folks, before we play these, I should say this. Let me just say this first. On our show pages and whatnot, we've got links to all of Brooke's social media and whatnot, which is very easy to find. It's Facebook and Twitter. You just go to The Brooke Day, all one word, BROOKEDAYE. So not only is there an E on Brooke, there's one on Day. You go to The Brooke Day on Instagram, or I'm sorry, Facebook, Twitter. Instagram, it's just Brooke Day. And on Spotify, just put in Brooke Day in the search. And man, it pops right up. It's right there, baby. It's right there. So we've got Selfish and Daily to play tonight. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Let's do Daily. That was the first song I put out.
Cool. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. This is Daily, and this is Brooke Day.
Yeah, see you on the daily. Hanging with a friend, nothing too intense. And you talk about it lately. On your phone again, when we're arguing. Making up excuses so you push me away. You're making space for her to stay. Give my love because I thought you would never replace me. With a G mistake. Wanted it for life, but you up, cause I thought you would never replace me with a cheap mistake. Thought you wanted it for life, but you wanted it daily. You've been dancing with dark, me dancing around baby. Maybe it was hard, cause it's something new. But maybe so be gone when I wear some shoes. Thought you wanted me for life, but you wanted it daily. Daily.
Track, ladies and gentlemen, that was Daily, Brooke Day. Fantastic track, and I like that track a lot, Brooke. It's great. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about how we hear the finished track and whatnot. I've never written music, so I don't know, but with my paintings, something, you know, people see the end result and they're like, oh, nothing was going on last night, he just knocked that out. Very rarely is that true. Usually they fight me and I want to throw the canvas in the street. We hear the finished track of Daily there and it's like, oh man, that's fantastic. That is just, did that one come easy or did it fight a little bit?
I felt like that one came pretty easy. We wrote it in a pretty short amount of time. My buddy Joe had put together the track really quickly. I felt like honestly that one was really quick. We wrote it back in July of last year, and I had the final product like, you know, quickly and had it mixed and mastered and whatever, and but the song was like done in a day. There wasn't any revisions or anything, like rewriting or anything like that. And then in October, I did the photos, you know, to promote for it. And then I released it January this year. And it was done. But that was, I think, one of the easier processes.
I gotcha. Now, when you are doing a track like Daily, do you have your lyrics first and then come up with, you know, such a cool beat and the background, backing music, I should say. Or does it vary for tracks? Each track's different.
It varies, but I walked in that day with the concept of Daily. And then we kind of were able to curate the rest of the lyric and melody around that concept.
Nice.
But yeah, sometimes I mean it really is different with like every session I walk into. And like, you know, there was one song that I wrote about my breakup situation on the EP called Harder that I didn't think I was going to ever use for myself, and that was written back in May of last year. And we were pitching it around to other artists. And nobody wanted to cut it at the time. And I thought, well, you know what? It's a sign. And so I decided I was going to release it. So, yeah.
I have a couple friends that do that are just songwriters. That's what they do for a living, you know. And they both of these, there's a man and a woman I know of. And they're totally different. They're not like a songwriting duo. They both just happen to do this for a living, but they're in the country genre, and they've been doing it for years, and man, they look pretty nice doing that. You got a pretty big pool and pretty big houses, you know, doing that, and real nice guys. So there is, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people getting into music, you know, they want to go kind of like the route you're going, you know, where, you know, I'm going to be on doing this and performing this and, you know, making videos and all this kind of stuff, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But there are different aspects of the music business and whatnot that I hope people look into if you're a musician and whatnot, looking to get into this business. What do you think one of the hardest things breaking into the business has been, Brooke, that surprised you maybe?
I mean, I think it's just like initially getting people to want to work with you. Because I came out here and I really didn't know anybody, and I felt like I moved out here and was just winging it. And signing up for these random like song expos or events, and then just kind of handing out like business cards or like USBs to people, being like, "Here's my stuff, like let's work together." And everyone's like, "Who the hell is this?" and then just saying yes to like literally everything, even things I should not have said yes to. But it was just like you had to get your foot in the door. And, you know, meeting,
absolutely,
like, those people would lead to meeting whomever, X, Y, Z. And, like, because I did that, I got my deal, like, 10 months after moving out here, my publishing deal, to be a writer, you know, to write for other people. So I feel like, you know, that may be, like, the more risky method of just, like, throwing yourself to the wolves, but it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big thing that she's saying here, for those listening, and we get a lot of people that, you know, they want to be doing what you're doing, Brooke, you know, I mean, that's the big dream.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, you know, it's true, though. You know, you're doing it. But what she's saying, and I don't want this lesson to go, I don't want them to miss this very important lesson, is she worked. And I'm sure she worked every day at this and lived, slept, dreamt, all of it was focused, this amazing focus. And that goes to anybody I have met in any type of business that has built themselves into success, you know. You got to work.
Yeah.
You got to work.
Yeah.
I think there's this weird mythology.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think that there's, you know, and it's crazy because I think people see like these talent shows on the TV, you know, I'm just going to go on The Voice and there we go. And, you know, and everything's going to be, you know, I'm going to buy an infinity pool and live in Malibu. Good luck with that. I hope that happens. I haven't met people that has. Everybody I know works continuously, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking
those
working 8 hours a
it.
Day. I'm talking working 17. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but you're doing it.
Yeah,
you're
just have to, like, reach out to people so then at some point they'll reach back out to you. Like, that's the thing. You have to be the pursuer, like, you know, in the beginning. And then when you've built up, like, a nice career for yourself, then people can pursue you. But you have to, like, you can't expect anyone to just come to you and be like, "Oh, we think you're a star." No. You have to do all the work and establish yourself already.
Let me put it this way. Everybody that's ever called me, you know, said, "Oh, you know, you're that guy." Then it's followed by, "Can you do this for free?" You know, and it's like,
oh God, no.
That wasn't the plan at all. Nobody does
nope.
it now. But, no, when you're starting, yeah, I hear you. Well, and it's just part of it, you know, part of it. Now, the next track we're going to play is Selfish. And I'm wondering, Brooke, what's this track about? With someone
stop
being
getting your
selfish?
Power back. Not getting your power back. I think it's like, you know, like stopping, like, you know, just like I learned to stop sacrificing myself when I was, you know, I would always say be like, "Oh, I'm compromising. I was sacrificing. There's never any compromise." And just learning how to take back my power and realize what my boundaries are and just have some respect for myself. So it's like, if this makes me selfish, then so be it. You know, like,
I love it.
Getting it back.
What a great lesson to learn. Well, here it is, everybody. Check this out. This is Brooke Day. This is Selfish.
Every time you touch me, I keep on pretending that I feel something. Guess I should have known that when I keep it hidden, we can never win. Swear that I'll be honest, but I'm never honest when you call my name. I'm afraid to love you if I have to tell you that it's not the same. I don't want to please you cause I only hurt myself. I don't want to need you cause I know it never helps. I deserve to be selfish. I deserve to be first. Saying shit cause I mean it. Saying nothing is worse.
I'm telling you how
Folks, that was Selfish by Brooke Day. I like that track a lot, Brooke. Another great track. Another
Thank
great
you.
Track. They just keep coming. Yeah, yeah.
More
and
coming
more on. That's right, 2 days. That's phenomenal. It's going to be a good Halloween weekend for you, Brooke. I predict it, you know. I predict
it's my
it.
Favorite holiday.
No, I know we're in the midst of COVID and everything. Do you think you're going to get trick-or-treaters? Do you think everybody's going to stay home this year?
I live in, like, a very much adult, like, only apartment complex, so I don't think I'm going to have any trick-or-treaters, per se. I think everyone's going to try and, like, hit up the local restaurants that serve a lot of alcohol in costumes and do, like, weird social distancing, things like that. It's going to be really weird.
Now, well, here's the question. Are you going this year as a rock star, or what is the official Brooke Day costume going to be?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any plans to do anything with anyone because everyone doesn't want to throw a party. So, I mean,
I
bought a costume for this year. It's like a cute witch costume, but I mean, I think
nice.
Only my dog is going to judge me in that outfit this year, so...
I gotcha. I'm telling you, my birthday was like a week ago, and it was the big 50 birthday. I don't even know how that happened.
Happy birthday.
I never thought I'd get, well, thank you. But I never thought I'd get past 30, you know, honestly. I'm really surprised. But last year, before all this stuff happened, my wife was like, oh, well, we have to, every Halloween, we usually throw a big giant party, like every year. That's kind of our holiday, you know. We're both artists, so, you know, it's, you know, all these weirdo people and stuff. But anyway, she's like, for your 50th, let's throw, you know, we were going to throw a big Rocky Horror themed. I was going to dress up like Eddie, you know, and she was going to dress up like Frank, and it was going to be great. But then COVID happened, so it was like, we went to a resort hotel for a couple of days. That was our big thing. So it sucks. I'm right there with you, Brooke, you know?
Ugh. Dang. Yeah.
What can you do? Well, just keep the witch costume in the closet. You never know, you know. next year.
Maybe
will be
next
better.
Year it'll be different.
That's right. I'm hoping. I'm praying. It's you know, I tell you, I'm like my wolfing around days are long behind me, but I really am jonesing to go to a club and stuff. I guess just because I haven't been able to, because it's not been an option, you know. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
But
I feel that.
Instead, I'm going to stay home this weekend and listen to The Narcissist, which drops. You can hear it, folks, on however you can pick it up, however you buy your digital music, starting Friday, whether it be Spotify or Google Play, whatever, you know. You can pick up The Narcissist by Brooke Day. That's what I'm going to do.
Yay!
And, yeah, of course. And we got to mention again, on our show page, we have all of Brooke's social media listed, from Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. So just click on those links, like and share. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an algorithm world, and it's very important. Like I said before, those guys with ponytails and suit jackets and jeans will tell you, engagement. It's all about engagement, baby. So if you dig somebody, you dig a musician or a band or an indie movie or something, like and share their social media pages. It helps tremendously. Add them to your, you know, your Spotify playlists and whatnot. It's very, very important. I just added Brooke on ours, the official Pop Rocks Radio playlist. So there you go. Be like us.
You have
add
a good
her
point.
On there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Brooke, I know I've kept you a lot longer than I was supposed to, but I have to ask real quick before we wrap things up. Are the gears turning? I know you're promoting The Narcissist right now, and that's the main focus. But are the gears turning for the next project?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I've already started writing for it. And we'll see. Stay tuned.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, very cool. Well, Brooke, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, you class to join
thank
up
you.
Around here. It's just been.
I've had so much fun.
Yeah, man. Welcome back anytime. Anytime. And I can't wait to hear the rest of the album and, or the EP, I should say, and hear more. So keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. You know, that's what you're supposed
thank
to be doing,
you.
Girl. Seriously. Awesome.
Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Well, just speak the truth. It's easier that way. You know, I that's how I feel about it. You're such a great talent. Folks, that's going to wrap things up for us tonight. I will say this. I know everybody's like, oh, God, here he goes. I'm not trying to get on a soapbox or anything, but seriously, you know, we live in a weird time right now. If you're going out to the grocery store or wherever, just be nice to people. Nobody wants, especially the people working, you know, at these places, they don't need a bunch of grief or anything. So don't be a creep. Be nice and, you know, wash your hands, wear your mask. So we can get through this, so we can get this behind us, and, you know, have something to talk about when we're really old. Cool, cool, cool. Everybody, we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a fantastic show. We've got the cast and crew, a really cool kind of mind-bending thriller movie called The Expulsion, and we'll be talking to them tomorrow afternoon, various people from that film, the director and some of the actors and producer, I believe. Very, very cool. We'll see you then. And go add Brooke Daye, BROOKEDAYE, on her Instagram. It's very cool. And a lot of cool pictures over there. Brooke, thanks again.
Of course. Thank you.
This episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. I can't believe it. We're on like 250 of them, right? It's just crazy. I didn't even know there was that many podcasting platforms, but there's a lot of them. And we it seems like every day getting added to more. The big ones, of course. I'm talking about Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, you know, iHeartRadio. There's a whole bunch of them, and you can listen to the show on those if you wanted to. It's fantastic. And we will see you next time. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And also check out our advertisers. They are wicked awesome as well, and they've always got a deal. So there's a code and whatnot. Use that and save yourself a couple bucks. Very cool. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.